Welcome to another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, an SL Voices production. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
Alonzo Payne is the district attorney for the 12th Judicial District, which encompasses all six counties in the San Luis Valley region of South Central Colorado. Concerned citizens for a safe and just valley have a recall effort underway and are collecting signatures now. SL Voices sat down with recall organizers to find out more.
I'm Adam, and you've probably heard about the Recall Payne movement happening across the San Luis Valley. To address what may be confusing to some as to what's happening, why it's happening, and how you can get involved, we're talking with Lonnie Welch and Terry Hammond. Ladies, welcome to SL Voices.
Thank you.
Let's jump right in and address some of the hard questions. Number one, what is the reason behind this recall?
The reason that the recall was started was because of my own personal experience with DA Payne early on in my case. The way that he was treating me as the victim, my heart broke for other victims in the valley that were being treated possibly the same way that I was, and that might not have the same support system that I had. And I wanted to do something to be able to help that.
What are some of the things victims are experiencing in dealing with DA Payne?
Some of the victims that I've spoken to, they are experiencing lies. DA Payne will lie to them about things not being real crimes that are. He will lie to them about the defendant in the case, their criminal history, stating that it's not what it really is as a reason to lower a plea. One thing that I experienced in my own was at the preliminary hearing, DA Payne tried to confuse me and make me think that the cases were being bound over when he was actually offering a plea. And that way I would agree to that, not knowing I was agreeing to the plea. He's telling people that he doesn't need their help in their own cases. He doesn't need their stories.
So you've got petitions going on all over the valley asking people to sign this. How many signatures do you need to have Mr. Payne recalled?
The Secretary of State has to have 3,996 verified signatures. We are shooting for at least 6,000.
You're going to go way over that. Is there a deadline for these petitions to be signed and turned in?
We have to have them turned in to the City of Alamosa, who is taking care of the legal part of the petition signature gathering. They have to be turned in to them by May 23rd.
Now, I understand, too, that there were petitions going around earlier. What if someone has already signed? Is that still good, or do they need to sign this latest and last petition?
There has never been a recall petition for Alonzo Payne prior to this. The last recall petition that went through the valley was for Jared Polis, and that was 3 years ago.
So this is the petition, the only petition, and if you have not signed it, you're all asking, please do so.
Yes.
Where can people go to find more information or concerns with the DA?
There are several places. We do have a Recall Payne Facebook page. There is a website, which is recallpayne.com. The City of Alamosa has a webpage that has a special tab for DA concerns that has all the information. We also have an email address, recallpayne@gmail.com.
All this information will be on the podcast webpage. So if you're looking to find those links, drop by the webpage and all that contact information will be there. Where can people go to get the petition, to carry, or to sign a petition?
Oh, there are many places. To get the petition to circulate, they would have to contact the City of Alamosa, go to City Hall and get one, or they could contact me through the Recall Payne Facebook page or the email.
Okay.
But as far as signing it, there are businesses that have petitions. There are many, many individuals who are circulating petitions.
Currently, there are places in South Fork, Monte Vista, Alamosa, and the other cities.
As far as businesses, not yet. There will be by this weekend, one at the Villa Grove restaurant.
So besides the different businesses, I understand you're going to be at some of the events coming up around the valley too, before May 23rd.
Yes, we will have people with petitions to sign at Cinco de Mayo festivals in Monte Vista on May the 5th. And in Sawatch and Antonito on May the 7th.
We will also be setting up especially Saturdays, maybe some other days at the Hooper Pool.
And watch your social media, I guess, for upcoming announcements as to where else you might be.
Yes, I post things daily on Facebook, letting people know where they can go to sign new places.
That's probably the best resource for up-to-date information is your Facebook page.
Yes.
Very good. So there are a lot of places to go and sign the petition. If people want to carry one in their business or a person, they reach out to you. What about concern over people signing, especially people in positions of authority here throughout the Valley? Is there any concern or should they not be about signing this?
They need to be assured that the only people knowing that they have signed the petition is the one who puts the petition in front of them, the City of Alamosa, because they are turning all the petitions over to the Secretary of State, and then the Secretary of State's office. Not the Secretary of State personally.
That's good to know. So people can be assured this is a private
matter. It is very private, yes.
And D.A. Payne will not know. I know I've heard that a few times. He will not see who signs the petitions.
Good. What are some of the complaints that have been filed against D.A. Payne?
In February, the Victims' Rights Subcommittee sent over the first four victims' rights violation complaints to Governor Polis, that forwarded them on to the Attorney General. Since the initial complaints went in, there have been another four, which is the first time in the history of the VRA subcommittee in Colorado, which is over 30 years, that that has happened. So there was a pattern and practice filed by the Rocky Mountain Victim Law Center at the same time that the first VRA complaints were sent over to the governor.
Mm-hmm.
And there has also been a contempt of court filed against D.A. Payne for lying to a victim and the courts.
What agencies are assisting or investigating in the complaints against D.A. Payne?
We have the Attorney General, and they're continuing to come down to the Valley to speak to different people. They're trying to do a very thorough investigation into the situation due to the number of complaints they've had. And there have been complaints filed with the Attorney Regulation Board.
Okay. Well, I understand, too, that there are some towns and areas around the Valley that you all are working with and are in support of all of this. Who are they?
The City of Alamosa, of course, is a big backer in helping us with the petitions. Also, the town of Del Norte, Monta Vista, South Fork, the County of Alamosa have all sent letters of support. The Alamosa Chamber of Commerce has as well.
What fears are there that if this recall is not successful, what could happen?
My biggest fear is that D.A. Payne will gain more power, I guess you could say, in feeling that he can't be touched if we try this recall and we fail, that we will be stuck with him until he is up for re-election. As a victim of a crime who personally had him retaliate against me, I do fear that for others, that they might be retaliated against in some way. D.A. Payne has done that in a few different instances up to this point.
It almost begs the question, how did this gentleman get elected in the first place?
He ran in the primary against the D.A. at that time, Robert Willett. And Robert Willett is not originally from the Valley. He's a transplant from Missouri. And Alonzo Payne was born and raised in San Luis. And he had no Republican opponent in the general election. That's pretty much why.
I think a lot of it is our Valley is, when it comes down to it, fairly close-knit, and we stick together. And with Alonzo Payne being from the Valley and Mr. Willett not being, that was the obvious choice. People, I think, felt that he had the best intentions for our Valley, which is not what has happened.
Have you seen or heard of victims being treated any differently since investigations into Mr. Payne's office have begun?
We have not. And I think an example of that is the article that just came out in the Valley Courier over a case in Sawatch County where a gentleman was murdered and Alonzo Payne took away the first-degree murder and offered a plea of attempted assault. This is a pattern that we've seen from the very beginning where pleas are lowered drastically and sometimes not even matching the crime, not having anything to do with the crimes that were committed. For instance, Danny Pruitt's case. Danny is alive, but yet James Marshall was given tampering with the deceased human corpse. what's happening is victims are feeling as though what happened to them doesn't matter. They're not being heard. And that's an important part of a victim's healing, is knowing that they are being heard.
Can you give me some examples of retaliation that you've seen from Mr. Payne?
One example is my own personal experience where the defendant in my case signed a plea of assault 3. And then 4 months later, after I had brought in the Rocky Mountain Victim Law Center and we had won a motion for violation of victims' rights in court, that plea was then lowered to telephone obstruction, which is not a crime that was committed in my case. I have both signed pleas. So the only proof and validation, I guess you could say, I have for what truly happened to me is that my offender signed the plea stating assault 3. Another one is the day after the city of Alamosa approved the first reading to help with the recall, D.A. Payne filed charges against Robert Willett, the prior D.A., for embezzlement.
That was after Robert Willett had written a letter to the Valley Courier giving his opinion on the way the district attorney's office was being run currently. So that was a clear retaliation against Robert Willett.
There has also been some talk that it's possible a lawsuit will be filed against the city of Alamosa for helping with the recall from Alonzo Payne.
I've heard some people ask, is this politically motivated or is it not? And I think there's some confusion among some of the people in the Valley about this. Can you straighten that out?
It is definitely not politically motivated. Yes, a recall is political. That's the only way you can get rid of an elected official. But it is nonpartisan.
There's nothing to do with party.
Nothing whatsoever. Victims come in all parties.
All races, all backgrounds.
Yes. It's also been said that it was racist, which it is certainly not.
That is something that really offends me. As the person that asked for the help in putting this together, I did this strictly for human rights. I feel there is a place for politics in this world, but this is not that place. At some point, we need to put the value of human life and human rights above the political, and that's what the drive behind this was.
Will Recall Payne still be available as a resource for victims after this campaign is over?
We did discuss that yesterday, and I do think that it is very important that we are still available to help guide victims that might need extra assistance. Even after Alonzo Payne is out of office, there will still be victims that might feel more comfortable coming out and talking after the fact. And so we do want to still be available. We will keep the Facebook page open for a while so that we can guide them in directions if they need to file VRA complaints or if they feel they need to have assistance while going through court, their own personal attorney, as well as just to have a place where they can tell their story if they want to without any type of judgment, but at least feel they're being heard.
Again, where can people go for more information on all of this?
The Recall Payne Facebook page and website and the Recall Payne email, the City of Alamosa website. Just click on the DA Concerns tab on there.
Ladies, anything else that you'd like to say?
I just ask that everybody take the time to learn about our situation that we're facing so that they can make their own decision and sign the petition before May 23rd. This is something that affects our valley as a whole, and we never know when one of our family members, ourselves, or a neighbor or friend could become a victim of not only a crime, but what is now becoming known as a victim of DA Payne.
Again, this applies across the valley. And how is that tied in? So let's say someone out in Mineral County is listening to this. How could they be affected even by DA Payne?
DA Payne covers all 6 counties in our valley. So if there's crime anywhere in Costilla, Caneos, Alamosa, Rio Grande, Mineral, and Sawatch, when it goes to the DA, that is who makes those decisions. And it's important that people understand that our law enforcement can turn those over. And it's DA Payne's choice whether or not to proceed with it. If he chooses to proceed with it, and our judges don't have a say, their hands are tied as to what they can do. We have been told that judges are being told if they don't accept these pleas, charges will just be dismissed. So there's a real big issue and too much power for one person that isn't handling it correctly.
If the prosecutor refuses to prosecute, the judges have very little leeway.
Anything else?
I want to thank everybody that has stepped up and already signed the petition, the city officials and other organizations that have stepped up to support the recall effort. I want to especially thank the victims that have found the courage to be able to speak out and just let everybody know that we can do this together. We can save our valley.
And that's the Recall DA Pain Movement. Lonnie, Terry, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Citizens of the San Luis Valley in Southern Colorado are working to recall the 12th Judicial District DA, Alonzo Payne. Organizers say that in DA Payne's short tenure, he has had a pattern and practice complaint filed with the State Attorney General, had at least 8 Victims' Rights Act complaints, and has had contempt charges filed against him. Further stated is that DA Payne refuses to take cases to trial, including violent repeat offenders, murderers, animal abuse, and child abuse. DA Payne instead either drops the charges or offers pleas that don't reflect the crime committed. To find out more about this growing movement and recall effort, visit their website, recallpayne.com, that's recallpayne.com, or email recallpayne@gmail.com. That's recallpayne@gmail.com. Also on Facebook at recall.payne.
The views and opinions expressed by the San Luis Valley Voices podcast guests are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions or beliefs of SL Voices, its staff, members, their respective parent company, or affiliates.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events, the most listings in the Valley. You can help spread the word too by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley, and liking our post on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for occasional behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please, patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your family, friends, and neighbors. We all love this area, want to see it flourish, and you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, an SL Voices production.